October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're going to hear a story about abuse that stemmed from alcoholism. This interview was recorded as part of StoryCorps, a project that records conversations between loved ones. In this case, 89-year-old Myrtle Forney talks with her grandson, Nate Swinton. After her first husband, Nate's grandfather, passed away, she married another man named Ken.
I met him in a grocery store. Well, I'd known him as an engineer. We both worked for the railroad, and I knew who he was, but I just thought, oh, he's not married, and he's a nice man, and he's good-looking, and I'd like to know him better. And he came, I was in the grocery store buying meat when he came up to the counter to get some for himself, and I said, you buy it, and I'll cook it. And that's how we met.
And then you were married.
That's right.
You must have done a good job cooking the steak. Did you have a happy marriage with Ken?
It was a rocky marriage. It turned out he was an alcoholic.
And in addition to being an alcoholic, he was suffering from Alzheimer's.
That's true. But the last 6 years, he had Alzheimer's. Get really personal on this. If we'd have sex, he didn't know who he was having sex with. To me, Alzheimer's was not nearly as difficult to work with as the alcohol was. He would get angry with me for something, and he'd fight me. He'd hit me. He'd toss me around. He'd throw the dishes on the floor at home. And his lawyer had told me, if he gets mean, run. And so I just ran away from home. I moved away from home twice while I lived with him. Got myself an apartment both times. Lived away from him. He would come and see me and be really nice and beg me to come back home, and he wouldn't do that again. But that happened all the time. He got drunk the first time on our honeymoon, and I didn't even realize what was going on. Are you sick or what's going on? Because I hadn't seen him drunk. And we'd gone together for several years before we got married, so that was a real surprise to me that he'd been able to control it. But after that, it happened about every 6 months.
Did you ever think about getting a divorce?
Yes, I even talked to a lawyer about getting a divorce. And then that, again, when he pinned notes on my car and come back and everything will be all right, we'll work it out, and that happened, and I forgave him, and we got along for another 6 months. But we went to treatment at Norton, Kansas, for alcoholics, and I went as the spouse of an alcoholic, and it certainly helped me because it helped my self-esteem to have been through that treatment. We just learned how to handle each other better, and he continued to drink. So there were a lot of times that things were really bad.
Was it hard for you to have that type of second marriage after your first marriage was such a happy time?
Well, certainly it was hard, and I'd never had any time like that with my first husband. It was a very difficult life. My children knew what was happening. They were grown and gone from home, but they sympathized with me and wondered why I put up with it. And like I say, I did leave home twice for extended periods where I moved my furniture, and I reported him when he was being mean, always. It would be really hard for me to give advice because I went back so many times. I could say, don't go back. Don't go back. Leave the first time. First time anybody's mean, or if it hits you at all, leave, because it's just going to get worse, is what I would say now. But I didn't take my own advice. And we did stay together until his death, but he took his life by shooting himself.
And that's a very tragic experience for you to come home and find your husband. What was that like for you?
It was terrible. I can't think of words to describe it, but I just started screaming and ran out the door because the guy that I worked with was across the alley, and he'd just come home from work for lunch too. And I said, told him what had happened, and ran in and grabbed the phone and dialed 911. But I said, he's dead. He's dead. And just sat down on the couch and started crying. And people heard it over the loudspeaker system and were there coming in my door to help me. And then after I relaxed and the funeral was over, and I realized I was thankful that he'd done it. I think he did it for me as well as for himself. because he knew what a trial he was to me.
That was Myrtle Forning talking with her grandson, Nate Swinton. The piece was produced by Willow Belden with interviews recorded at StoryCorps. StoryCorps is a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives.